Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
And then the harp comes in, I mean, come on! Oh, 0344 499 1000. How could you not like Barry Manilow? I mean, it's just that there's something about this. I wonder if anyone's written a book on this. Here we go, music historians. There's something about that sort of Jewish soul music. I'm talking Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand. They're all very similar. And I wonder if there is something about their Jewishness that helps them be... I don't know. I wonder if there's something in their upbringing that gives them the confidence or the voice or the something about that kind of white, slick soul music. Someone write a book about that. It's like Tim Heidecker is always saying, the comedian is always saying he wants to read a book where it's like Pete Townsend and Ray Davis and all those people who were born just sort of halfway through World War II or just after. And he wants to hear them interviewed about what growing up in post-war Britain did for them. Obviously, it influenced a lot of their music. Tommy is influenced by it, lots of stuff like that. And what that impact it has, because I've never read that. I've never read what growing up in bombed London, as a lot of them were, bombed Manchester, bombed Liverpool, what impact that had on their growing up and their music. And the same with Streisand, with Diamond, and with Manilow.
Siddhartha.
And I think Streisand, Siddhartha and Diamond went to the same school.
Brooklyn, was it?
I think so. I don't think Manilow did. I can't remember where he grew up in New York. He would have been a little bit younger than them. Did the three of them go to the same school?
Looks like it.
I wonder. I mean, I wonder if it's their Jewishness. I wonder if... obviously a lot of talent musicians came from Brooklyn, from that kind of era. I wonder, maybe.
There's like the whole comedy thing as well, the New York Jewish comedy.
Not
school, but there's a family of comedians, right?
Of course there is.
And there is a certain style.
Of course there is. I wonder if there's something in there. Someone go and write a book about it, because that is a book that I would read. I would hoover that book up. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Busy switchboard tonight. I've been on hold for 10 minutes, says Tony.
To who? Because
you're not on my switchboard, Tony. So you're either texting the wrong station or phoning the wrong station.
Or the phone's up this morning again.
No, they're not. We're getting phone calls. We're getting phone calls.
Okay, Tony, I'm going to suggest you probably ring in.
Let me try.
Talk sport.
Let me try. Hang on. 0344 499 1000. There is nothing wrong with the phones tonight. Let's see.
Thanks for calling Talk Radio.
Your call will be Your cock will be a succulent Chinese meal. There we go. My phone's ringing. So that's absolute bullshine. Let's go to Nick. Good evening, Nick.
Well, hiya. I'm just looking under the TV. I was trying to find the ball. I'm playing with my cat. Actually, I'll tell you the reason why I rang.
Tell me.
Because last week I was trying to ring. I'm assuming you must be Ian because he said you want to speak to Ian. So I guess that must be you.
This bodes well.
I meant to last week, so I couldn't sleep as usual.
Oh,
listen to Talk Sport with Jason Cundy and...
those idiots. With Knucklehead and Thicko, yes. And
instead of... well, you say that.
I say it. I mean it. I've met them. Idiots.
Well, I don't like Goldsby, but anyway...
That's Knucklehead.
I meant to...
Cundy's Thicko.
Cundy's all right, but he's a Chelsea supporter. But anyway...
Oh, no! And Carole King! King, thank you, Mr. Linton. Sorry, carry on, Nick.
Who the hell is Carole King?
Who the hell is Carole King? She only had the greatest selling album of the 70s, Crochet.
Well, in the 70s, I was listening to Bowie, Dylan...
Oh, God, I'm so cool. I'm listening to David Bowie. I don't know if he's a man or a woman or who he's going to be next week. And Bob Dylan's output
anyway,
in the 70s was crap.
I was ringing up just for one question, really, and I was just wondering.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I want to die.
I meant to ring up Talk Sport. And
OK, you fooled us tonight, Nick. What would you like to ask?
Well, instead of listening to Talk Sport, I listened to you. And I instead of listening to the football, I was listening to How to Get Drunk Quickly by shoving up your ass.
A vodka lolly up your arsehole because the skin is thinner. Yes, I hope you tried it at the weekend and had a great time.
I didn't try that, no.
Coward.
And then I heard some woman going on about ex-hamster and nose porn.
Yeah, that was Catherine.
And then
I'm some woman.
Then some crazy...
OK, woman. Nick, you're recapping last week's show. What would you like to contribute to tonight's show?
The question is, what kind of show am I listening to? That's the question.
Jesus. A show where absolute thickos...
This is the second time I've listened to your show,
but
I've only been listening to...
You're addicted. It's a show where weak-minded addicts phone up every single night.
Huh?
Did you say it was a great show?
It's a crazy show.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
It's a show where we get the best callers. We get the best and the finest callers, Nick. We only get the creme de la creme, la cream of la cropsa.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
I want to make love to you, Nick.
When I rang up, when I listened to that show...
I want to make love to you, Nick.
There was a crazy...
Crazy night.
Crazy Gascoigne person who sounded like he was totally off his head.
Yeah.
Then there was a woman who said she was going to kill herself.
Yep.
And you said, ring the Samaritans and ring back the next day. And I didn't bother to listen because
Nick!
I was listening to Janice Long on...
You're what we call a late-night radio slut. You sleep around the dial, don't
and
you,
And I think I need to...
see your doctor.
Text the girl's name or Google that girl's name because she sounds quite sexy, so... I've got a mental image of what she sort of...
What do you think the girl looks like?
Well, she's got a kind of a northern accent, which is quite a bit of a turn-on, really.
Oh, really? You like the northern lasses?
Yeah.
Mm.
Back in the day when we used to go up to Nottingham and try and get laid, but we never did.
Oh, yeah, get a nice little bit of Nottingham, Fanny.
Wonder what went wrong.
Yeah, and then when she was talking about ex-hamster and nose porn, it just kind of aroused me even more.
Yeah, okay.
Filthy animal, isn't she?
So,
what is her name? Or what is your? You must be Ian because he said you want to talk to Ian. And I said yeah, well I might as well. I've got nothing else.
Might as well. I've got nothing else to do. Cundy and Goldstein are scum.
I can see why you got fired from the BBC and...
No, you can't. Why did I get fired from the BBC, Nick?
I have no idea. You mentioned it earlier on.
Yeah, why did I get fired from the BBC, Nick? I'll tell you why. Because I stood up for my gay brothers and sisters against homophobic bigotry. That's why I got fired, Nick. I got fired because the BBC couldn't handle me.
Well,
the BBC, the Tory stroke Labour spin machine couldn't handle me.
I'm a member of the Conservative Party. I pay £209 a month.
Well, you're an idiot! And we can't really talk about that. Anyway, Nick, I'm glad you found the show and I'm glad you're enjoying it.
When did I say I never mentioned in the... Yeah, you made me wait for a good 10 minutes. I haven't been on for 12 minutes and 51 seconds. Anyway...
He's spot on.
He takes very detailed notes.
He's like that. Spot on.
I never once in the time I've enjoyed it. I just said it was a crazy show.
Yeah.
You love it, Nick. You keep listening to it and you keep calling it. You love it.
I've called once, so this is the second show I've listened to.
Yeah, exactly. You're addicted.
No, normal people don't ring.
You're hooked.
Well, I must admit, I did turn on Sunday night to see if you kids were on, but you weren't.
You kids. Oh, it's like being a Scooby-Doo.
I've been called that girl and those kids.
Nick, I'm glad you're enjoying the show. I'm glad it's become your favourite radio show. I look forward to your next call.
I prefer listening to Ken Bruce, actually. And,
yeah, well, Ken Bruce is on. I don't know if you noticed, he's on 10 to 1 in the morning. He's not on now.
No, he's not on 10 to 1. He's on...
Who cares what time Ken Bruce is on, Potmaster Bum?
He's got his notes. 9:30
to 12.
You Potmaster Bumlick!
Yeah.
Who does a show that's got a half an hour in it?
I do watch... I do listen to Potmaster.
Uh-huh, you said watch, and it's the radio.
Yes, I know.
Nick, this is your new favourite show. Just admit it, you're addicted to it, you love it, you can't get enough, and we'll take another one of your dull calls soon.
All right. What's that last name? I'll Google her.
Karen King.
Oh, Karen King.
Thank you very much indeed. He's going to Google that lass.
He'll be Googling it till he can't see
anymore.
He's
going to Google that lass!
I'm trying to do it. I'm doing it.
Here we go. Here comes Lavinia. Here comes Lavinia. Here comes Lavinia. She's gone off the boil. She was fun when she had it up the bum with a man from another planet. But now she's talking bollocks. She wants to bring back hanging. I wish she'd tell us about the time she took it up the wrong and from a man from Mars.
He's saying, I love you, baby. I really, 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 really love you.
What can we do for you, Lavinia, you old right-wing bigot?
Thank you. What I'd like to say is that I've been hearing your voice, this is about half an hour ago, because I've just woken up, yeah?
Yeah, man.
And what's happened? I've been in a deep, deep sleep. Listen to this, right?
Oh, yeah, go on.
And I heard your sexy voice in the background. I thought, oh my God, that's Ian. Oh!
Yeah.
So I thought, right, I've got to say something to him. Because he's been on my mind for the last couple of days, Ian, yeah? One is that I think, you must know this, we all know this, this is a mad, mad, mad world, and to understand this mad, mad world, we have to be mad ourselves. Does that make sense?
No, sounds like nonsense. Sounds like cliched nonsense. Next.
Right. And also, I actually come across a children's book. This is facts. And it was called Little Miss Naughty, yeah? And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to read it. Because I don't know what made me want to read it, but I wanted to read it.
Yeah.
And it happened to be a children's book.
Yeah.
Guess what? I actually turned over the page... And apparently they were talking about Mr. Men. Mr. Guess who? Mr. Uppity. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can, because everyone knows about Mr. Uppity.
Well, I didn't. So that's what I did. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I've got to tell Ian. There is a Mr. Uppity.
Yeah, I know. I know there's a Mr. Uppity. I know everyone. You can't educate me. I'm a wise soul. I've been around many, many times.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Mr. Uppity.
I absorb informazioni like nobody's business.
Well, I can believe that, Ian. I really can. And also, I would also like to say that I love
Jabronis.
I love your show.
Yeah?
I love your show.
Okay.
It is a tonic, actually.
Yeah.
It revitalises you in the evening. And especially waking up. And I heard your sexy, unbelievable, outrageous...
I'm a human being! I got feelings. I'm not just a lump of wood that you can ride. I'm a human being. How dare you treat me like your dildo.
Oh, my God.
How dare you, Lavinia?
This is what I do to you, Ian.
How dare you just use me, then wipe me down and put me in your drawer. I'm more than that. I want to go to nice restaurants. I want to see plays. I want to stroke a cat. I want to walk in the park and hold your hand. I don't want to get put in that drawer.
Well, can I just say something, Ian? All I'm going to do, I want to sing something how I feel. From the bottom of my heart.
Here we go.
The power of love, a force from above, beaming my soul.
So a force from above, yeah.
Did
came
you
down,
say creaming my soul?
I wouldn't like to analyse those lyrics any further. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So that got us thinking. And yes, you can buy talking dildos.
Oh, there's one on Amazon. Where's the speaker? At the bottom, so to speak.
Bad vibes loose.
What?
This real 7-inch talking vibrator comes complete with a real man's voice, which says at random one of the 4 pre-programmed phrases.
Just like a real man.
Watch out, because of the 4 hilarious phrases, only one is nice. Sayings are, go away, I've got a headache. You're looking cute tonight, honey. Sorry, I have to get up early tomorrow. And please don't send me back to the dark place. I made that last night. The last one is, hell, can't you get a real man? This girl's gag will shock the recipient as well as give her a buzz. It's got one review, 5 stars. Made the ideal joke birthday present. If you go to Pornhub, there's a talking dildo. YouTube, there's a talking dildo. YouTube, YouPorn, there's one. What's this? No, it doesn't talk.
That's okay. A good idea for our next bit of merch.
there is. There we go. What have you got for us, Catherine?
Oh, right. Okay, let's have a look. Do you want one about someone leaving a review and getting sworn at? Do you want one about the Queen?
Oh, update. How is she doing?
It's all very quiet, but so no news is good news.
So, by the way, because if you were on Twitter last night, did it get outside of Twitter? Have you got the story?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Do the story, because I find these death hoaxes fascinating. Remember when Paul Weller died in a mini crash?
Yes.
That was like 20 years ago. Paul Weller died.
That was pre-Twitter, wasn't
Jimmy
it?
Jimmy Somerville died. Obviously, these people didn't die. These are hoaxes. I remember Jimmy Somerville died, and then my friend saw him that night that rumour was going around. Are these things I find...
The Peter Kay one keeps happening.
Peter Kay keeps happening, doesn't it? In fact, I think I can say this. There is an obit here, Reddit. Wasn't someone asked to put together an obit for Peter Kay here?
Probably.
I'm sure there was. So there's certainly an email going around about it. So the Queen supposedly died last night. You're not going to read the rude tweets, are you?
I'll read what I've got.
Okay, where you go?
This is according to the Mirror. Vile rumours about the Queen dying have been circulating on social media after a fake WhatsApp message caused panic among royal fans.
Is it really vile? I mean, it's not...
It's not very nice, is it?
It's not a very nice joke, but...
Some of the jokes were quite vile.
I'm going to be honest. When I heard it, first thing is you go online and look, see if
check,
it's true.
Yeah.
And then, when I get in trouble, I kind of chuckled.
Well, because you saw it for what it was straight away.
Another one of those going round.
Screen grabs of a message claiming to give details of instructions sent to guards were posted online over the weekend. While the palace hasn't officially commented, a number of royal experts and insiders have said the rumours are completely untrue. However, many people have fallen for the cruel prank and have been very worried about the monarch. The ones I read weren't worried. The first message forwarded by someone with the nickname Gibbo... A trusted source.
Gibbo!
Reads, Queen's passed away this morning. Heart attack being announced at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. Channel Dash 0800 tomorrow in full number ones. So that's what uniform you got to wear.
Right.
Number ones. In your black bag kit, you need one set of threes, one set of fours, underwear and socks for 2 weeks, washing kit, body washing kit, city's fawn stand down from a guard's reg WhatsApp group. However, his friends weren't convinced, with one replying, your balls, has to be a wind-up. Gibbo replies, not sure, mate, just got it passed to me, or paced to me. They did keep the Queen Mother's death quiet, though, for 24 hours. We last saw the Queen out and about on royal duties last week, says the Mirror, when she officially opened the new headquarters of the Royal Philatelic Society in London. On Friday, she shared a message following the terror attacks on London Bridge, which claimed the lives of two innocent people. And tomorrow she'll be joined by other members of the royal family to host a NATO event at Buckingham Palace. The event will celebrate 70 years of the NATO alliance and will be attended by a number of world leaders. Royal Central Editor Charlie Proctor took to Twitter to rubbish the rumours, writing, I see we have reached that time of year where I have to dispel rumours of Her Majesty's passing. The Queen is not dead. She's alive and well and very much looking forward to hosting President Trump and other world leaders at Buckingham Palace on Tuesday for the NATO reception. Here's the thing that surprises me, that Trump didn't retweet it.
Yeah.
You know what he's like.
Yeah, you know exactly what he's like, yeah.
When the Queen does die, the first we will hear will be an official announcement from Buckingham Palace. If she dies during the night, her death will not be reported until 8 a.m, at which time her portrait will be displayed on the BBC, accompanied by the national anthem, as happened following the death of Princess Diana in 1997. The BBC will suspend all programming and screen BBC One coverage of the event. Uh-oh. While other channels are not required to interrupt regular scheduling, it's likely they'll follow a similar plan.
Oh, God, you know it's going to be...
Here's the other thing. No comedy programming for 12 days.
No.
Mm-hmm, on the BBC.
You are kidding me. I did think... here's my thinking. If the Queen's dead, we're probably going to get a few nights off work. That was my thought. No comedy programmes on the BBC?
An official 12-day period of national mourning.
They should just show for, like, every night between 7 and 10 that episode of Fools and Horses where Del Boy falls through the bar. Because she'd have loved that. That's what she would have wanted. No comedy shows for 12 days?
No.
Oh, my God, the arrogance of these people. The arrogance of these people!
The time after Diana died was weird enough. This is going to be... It sounds like this is going to be even more weird.
Well, this would be the last one that would be this big, surely. No, we're not going to get the same reaction. Here's the thing. It's that thing. We've kind of been kicking this idea around recently and we kind of ran into it ourselves on Friday of who says what is news, right? And this feels like a very, very old-fashioned... There'll be some people getting angry at this. This feels like a very, very old-fashioned overreaction to something that to some people is hugely significant, but to the majority of people is not important. When the Queen goes, I'll be a bit sad because I don't like things changing, and I like tradition, and I'm not really a royalist, but I quite like her, and I'll be a bit sad. But 12 days of mourning is ridiculous. I don't really remember the Diana stuff. I remember her dying because I was in Edinburgh, and it was our last night in Edinburgh. And I remember going round to a friend's to watch the funeral, and we just got stoned and watched it. And I remember going to Buckingham Palace was the day the Queen came back, because I had to go to Petit France to get a passport, and I had to wait for a few hours. I thought, I'll go and stand up. It's the only time I've seen the Queen. But that was weird. I mean, that was weird.
I found it really strange. I remember sitting in Burger King, and that Elton John song came on, and the woman at the table next to me, I'm not joking, was crying.
Yeah.
It was all that. There was an awful lot of people. I feel like people poured a lot of their own stuff into it.
It
was all kind of, I'm more upset than you are for some people.
Yeah.
And then I went to live in Paris not long after. And
scene of the murder.
Yeah, and when I first arrived, I was part of my route to university took me sort of past Pont de l'Alma, where she died, the underpass where she died. And there's an eternal flame to the heroes of the resistance. And it had been, like, plastered in pictures of her and those flowers.
Guilty conscience.
I just found it.
There
were
ridiculous.
People filming the underpass. Here that was go. The thing. This was before camera phones.
Yeah.
There were people filming the underpass, and I found that so mawkish.
Here's the thing. I'm a sensible human being. I found the whole reaction to Princess Diana utterly over the top. And also, every news outlet, every radio station was afraid to blink. Everyone was afraid to blink and go back to normal until someone else had done it and gone back to normal in case they were called out for being insensitive. And it went on for months.
I thought it was a really sad thing that happened, really sad, and I felt so sorry for the princes. But I felt more sorry for them having to be kind of paraded amongst people who wanted to sort of hug them and tell them how much their mother had meant. You know, people that didn't know her. I felt so sorry for those kids.
That was obscene. Making them walk in the funeral procession. That was obscene. That is the royal family for you. Making them abusing those boys like that. But if the Queen dies, I mean, honestly, I would be more upset when Davy Jones of the Monkees died. Mm. You know, it's going to be awful. It is going to be awful. I mean, here's a question, dear listener: would you care? Would you? Jamie says, I was doing pills around a friend's house that night that Diana died. Very weird, but good times. Jamie, I was on a pill when I found out that Diana had died. I was coming down from a pill, found out, and then I snogged a girl in a park at 3 o'clock in the morning, or whenever it was, 6 o'clock in the morning. I was there. I mean, would anyone... There'll be some people who... Here's the thing, and I'm not saying this to be controversial. Here's the thing. I'm also feeling I've got to tread very carefully because someone will draw offence at this and will make a complaint. And complaints around this kind of conversation are taken more seriously than perhaps other conversations about other people would be. But there will be people who will celebrate her death. There will be people who will go out, oh, thank God she's gone. You know, the lizard is gone. In the same way that Margaret Thatcher was celebrated. Maybe not in quite the same way, but there will be people that will see it as the end of some thing that is patently unfair and patently ridiculous, that they've got all this money and wealth and power, in inverted commas, just because of their lineage.
But the flip side of that is that her life has been spent in the spotlight, and it's not a natural way for anyone to live, is it? I wouldn't want to swap with her.
For the moment last night, for the brief moment when I thought the Queen was dead, it was like, oh, that's interesting. That was it. Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Nothing more than that. And it will be the national grieving that will be enforced upon us will be obscene. It will be obscene. It's slightly different in that she has, you know, been a huge figure for decades and decades and decades, right? I mean, the stuff she's done and the places she's been and all of that. But we're still mourning the death of someone who's really rich.
Mm.
That's almost kind of it, is we're mourning someone who's richer than you are. Okay. It doesn't move me that much, really.
Okay.
This is what I'm just thinking out loud. I'm trying to kick this around.
No, I
disagree slightly.
I know what you mean. don't really see it. The way I see it is the country will be mourning the end of an era.
Yeah.
Someone we've all, most of us have grown up around.
Yeah.
And kind of the first big star, really, someone who was beyond stardom.
Yeah.
Famous, one of the most famous women in the world. Someone who's grown up in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Who's not always found it easy. Hasn't put, I was going to say, she hasn't put a foot wrong. She hasn't said an awful lot, really, has she? I feel like she's someone who's, I mean, a lot of people have said this, that she would have been happier if she hadn't been queen.
I don't care. I don't know and I don't care. I
find that interesting. I think find it interesting as an institution as to what happens afterwards. And such an unnatural way for someone to live. I don't know how I feel about it.
I find it hard to get excited about the privilege. That's the thing. I'm not an anti-royalist. I probably should be with my sort of politics, I suppose. But I'm not an anti-royalist. I quite like the tradition of it. But I would find it hard to be more moved by her death than I was by the two young people that were murdered on Friday.
God, yeah.
You know, I don't mean to. Maybe that's not.
It's not an either or, is it?
No, but I feel more connection. I don't feel much of a connection with her. Is what I'm trying to say. I don't really feel a connection.
And I get why that is. I think we can all agree it'll be a very strange time.
Yeah, it will be strange. I look forward to having 3 weeks off. I ain't going to get us in. I get Andre and Markin to cover.
Gosh, 12 days.
Should we teach pallbearing at schools?
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
03444991000. See, when you doing this show and I'm not feeling great, I find it very exhausting. And I was supposed to be getting a shower door delivered today, and I phoned them up at 4:30. Just wondered if the shower door's coming. Oh, they tried to deliver it earlier, but you weren't in. Well, yeah, I was. You could have called.
They called every other time, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And I went, okay. So I kicked off. I'm going to get some compo out of them as well, because I'm sending some stuff back to them. And I said, I'm sending some stuff back to you at great expense to myself. I'm assuming that because I took a day off work and will be taking the morning off work tomorrow, I will be due for some compensation myself. And they said, well, when it's delivered, give us a call and we'll see what we can sort out.
Oh, yeah.
But so I'm expecting this thing is going to be coming at like 7:30 tomorrow morning. That's...
Last week I had to sit in for deliveries about four days out of the five. And three times out of it, they was not inside the window. I could have gone out in the morning. I could have gone to sleep
in
the morning.
Why are delivery companies... Name one good delivery company. It's not like I'm going to, you know, just single out Yodel. They're all of them. DHL have had problems with. Is Yell one? All of them I've had problems with. Now, listen, I get... That coming up to Christmas, I get the Amazon, ladies and gentlemen, because they're normally like small people. So I've had people delivering stuff in their car for Amazon and they get a ridiculous quota. I get it, right? I get it. But, right, if I'm ordering something and and now you don't even get it'll be 9 till 12. It's a window of it'll be 8 till 6. That's the window. The window is the whole day. Okay, fine, fair enough. But when it doesn't even make that, you think, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, and the safe place thing is apparently optional. Why didn't you leave in my safe place? No, you weren't in.
Unfortunately, my safe place is my beanhole. Let's go to Diana. Good evening, Diana.
Good evening, Ian, and good evening, Kath.
Good evening, Diana. What have you got for us tonight? I thought it was going to be Princess Diana then, calling us from beyond the grave.
Well, I always listen to your show, and I'm writing out playlists and whatever.
Beautiful.
And you make me laugh as well. So I did a surprise birthday party on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people there. a lot of people in their 20s and 30s. Kids. There's a lot of reggae and drum and bass anyway.
Yes.
A lot of rugby players there.
Yeah, a lot of... I'm getting a real picture of a place I would not want
to be in. It was a nice place. It was nice, lovely people.
I wouldn't want to be with those scumbags, the reggae, drum and bass, rugby 20-somethings.
And hard rock. And there's a lot of men there, but there wasn't many women there.
Beautiful.
A lot of them were single. So anyway...
Hang on a minute. I'm going to put the fader down for a second. I'll carry on, because we'll do this, and then we've had a complaint already about that conversation.
Okay.
Carry on, Diana, and then I've got a complaint to go to.
Anyway, I just shouldn't say so. Anyway, so they're all dancing away. So I put on Barry Manilow, Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, man!
Now, this tells you how well-known that song is. They knew the song. They started taking their clothes off, performing some sort of dance.
Rugby.
There we go.
And getting on each other's shoulders. And then I put on... Come a little bit closer.
So you're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer. I'm all alone.
Which is a great song by Jay and the Americans.
Yeah,
and then
of course
it was back to all the, Muse and...
That rubbish.
And all the, that was a great night.
Rubbish. Well, I'm glad you had a great time. I knew you'd win them over. You got some tricks up your sleeve, Diana. I'm going to move on because I've got to read this tweet from John Walker. Just retweeted it. At Talk Radio. Who is that disgusting asshole denigrating the Queen?
What?
I told you. You've got to be so careful having these conversations. Who is that disgusting asshole denigrating the Queen? What is this? Get the asshole of the radio. Looking forward to getting 3 weeks off when the Queen dies? Who is he? On at 12:40. OMG, another one looking for compo. Geez, what a pair. Some dim woman on now.
Wow. But looking at the rest of his stream... He's something of an unofficial social commentator.
Cameron, 1961. John, mate. Thank you.
Retweeted that, you'll be astonished to see.
Okay. All right, John. Thank you, mate. I appreciate you're too dim to have heard what we actually said, and you only heard certain buzzwords that got filtered through your thick ear holes and they echoed and bounced around in your empty head, and you heard us looking forward to the Queen dying. Everybody else heard what we actually said, because we said it with subtlety, we said it with nuance, we said it with wit, and we said it with a questioning tone as we scratched our heads to try and get some form of understanding, some form of grasp on what the hell is going on in this brief blip of time that we're on this rock that is spinning through the cosmos. No one knows why we're here or what we're here for or what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to feel. And what you've heard, John, and it scared you, is you've heard two people actually trying to make sense of everything by having a subtle, nuanced, clever conversation instead of just salivating every time you hear a certain buzzword or catchphrase spouted by an idiot. John, this show is too clever for you. I suggest you flick over to TalkSport until Julia starts her rant this morning. That's my suggestion, John, because you ain't going to get any of this. John, I appreciate your contribution to the show. Now, sod off. Let's go to Fake Sheila. Good evening, Fake Sheila.
Oh, hello, Matt. Am I here?
Yes.
I think so.
No way! I thought that was all over.
Sorry?
Joke.
What's a joke?
All those like sounds and stuff.
The sounds of my the sounds were words I was forming with my mouth.
I'm here. Hello.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Hiya.
Yes. Hello.
Right. So what I'm worried about is I was thinking I'm coming to this show on Sunday. Very upset about it.
What show on Sunday?
Well, I think it's the show on Sunday.
What show on Sunday?
I think it's a show that you and Kath are doing.
On this Sunday?
Yes.
No, we're not doing anything this Sunday. Next.
No, it's in London. I know you are.
Not this Sunday, we're not, no.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not, really, Sheila.
Okay. But it's upset me very much, so...
Well, what is? Because we're not... This isn't even a joke. We're not doing a show on Sunday.
So what are you doing on Sunday?
I'm probably going to be playing Call of Duty.
I'm going to drink some wine and make a roast.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore.
You got your dates wrong, Sheila.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, you've got your dates wrong.
OK, I've had a shitty week, and I thought, I don't know, I feel I really want to come to the show on Sunday.
We're not doing one on Sunday, really, this isn't even a thing.
I really want to come to the show on Sunday.
Brilliant, look forward to seeing you there.
In Putney.
Yeah.
No, I don't go to Putney often, but I really want to go.
Don't go on Sunday.
On the 14th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the 14th is Saturday, it's a week Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not this Sunday.
No, 7th.
No, there's nothing on the 7th.
But I've got tickets for the 7th. Could you go, I'm coming on the 7th.
Could you go and get the ticket and look at it?
There's no ticket.
No.
It's just a...
Right, well, you haven't got a ticket for the 7th then, because there is no show on the 7th, which is the Saturday, because we're doing it on the 14th.
Okay.
I don't know why you're not believing me.
What are you doing on the 7th? 7th.
7th, I'm probably going to be playing Call of Duty again, because I've got nothing this weekend for the first time in ages.
Right. And what are you doing on for the London show? What are you going to do?
We're going to be doing it on the 14th, like it says on my website, which I've just double-checked to make sure.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I've been so upset all week because I look like shit. My hair is rubbish. I'm fat. And I thought, oh, if I had another week, I can go and get my hair done.
You've got another week. It's happening. Your wish has come true. It's happening. It's happening, it's on December the 4th. You've got a week to get your hair done! This is awesome!
Sheila, why are you getting your hair done for us?
No, it's for me.
Good. Don't do it for us. For you me, turn mate. Up in your tracksuits for a week.
It's been my birthday and I think I spoke to you a bit back a little while ago. My dad's in care.
Yeah.
He's still in care. It's been rubbish. I had a rubbish year. I just want to get my hair done.
Well, you've been gifted a week. You've been gifted a week to get your hair done because we are actually on. And you know it's a lunchtime. You know it's an afternoon show.
I know. That's the thing that worries me.
Got it.
I don't go out in the afternoon, mate.
Okay, well, you're going to come out on the afternoon of Saturday the 14th.
Oh, dear. So it's not this weekend?
No, it's not. No.
Okay, so it's what, 2 weeks away?
Yep. It's the 14th.
Oh, by the way, is there a theme?
Sorry?
It's nearer to Christmas.
Yes.
So is there a Christmas theme or?
We might play some Christmas games.
Right, what are we supposed to dress as?
Christmas trees. The person who comes dressed as the best Christmas tree could win a prize.
No, I want to dress as fancy dress.
Yeah, at Christmas.
You wear what you like, Sheila.
Thank you.
Bye.
She'll be a Christmas tree.
Flippin' heck, man. I was getting really angry that she wouldn't believe.
Well, we've got a bit of previous.
But you were telling her the truth.
I know, but
you've got no previous.
Yeah. It's not this weekend. Clarify that.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.